This is Maggie Jones in Natural Wonders. I hope you were able to listen to some of my last four broadcasts reading from the book Crossings by Ben Goldfarb, How Road Ecology is Shaping the Future of Our Planet. If you've missed this, I think you will enjoy hearing some of it. You can go to the WDRT.org website and under Archives and Podcasts, find the Natural Wonders programs all there. Today I want to talk about gathering native seeds. The importance of planting native plants, no matter on how much land, be it a tub on the patio or on many acres, has been a theme of mine in many programs. There are a few things we can do that are more important than this. And I'll go so far as to say even removing non-native plants to make room for more natives is the right thing to do. I just replaced a snowball viburnum that we planted in 1986. It was huge. It had no insect life on it, even when in bloom. And we're going to put in cup plants. I'm anxious to get them in. We'll probably dig up some tubers that we have in other places and put them there. But that big snowball viburnum served no real purpose. Native plants, not the exotics from Asia and Europe that we favor so much, are the homes of every stage of our native insects' lives, and our birds depend on these insects for their survival. The support web of our own survival depends on these interrelationships. But how to accomplish planting natives? It sure can sound like too much of a challenge. What plants to choose? Where to find them? How hard are they to get started and to grow them? And will you have to spend a fortune to do this? I've been hanging around with a couple of botanist friends who always like to take the easiest routes to success with establishing native plants. And one great way is to gather seeds from already established natives. Find plants you want to propagate. If they're on private land, ask permission to gather seeds or gather them on road right-of-ways. Seed gathering is not permitted on public land. And then toss those seeds onto the ground where you want them. If you can prepare that ground, all the better. But I'm throwing seeds onto an old field, and if I'm patient, I'm confident I'll see results. It's the philosophy where if you get a lot of seeds out there, you can't help but see results. This year, the wild plum seeds have been quite abundant, and I've spent quite a bit of time gathering them up, and I move them to where I hope they will do well. Sometimes I just unceremoniously dump a pile on the ground where I'm sure animals like squirrels, raccoons, deer, chipmunks, mice will gather them and disperse them, and sometimes I fling them. Let animals that love plums do the job of distribution and planting for you, or just plant a few right where you want them. Covering over your planting to keep animals from digging them up will help. Hardware cloth or chicken wire work fine, and mark the spot well so you can find your sprouts. All these seeds need to be exposed to winter temperatures to sprout. It's called seed stratifying. You can do that in the refrigerator over winter if you want to. Look up seed stratifying if you care to save your seeds for spring. Don't forget picking up acorns, too. This year, it seems like the red oaks are really putting out a lot of acorns. Oak trees host more than 500 species of insects that birds rely on. There's no better trees to plant in your yard, in sunny openings in the woods, anywhere. They grow quickly after the taproot gets established, so don't think you won't be able to enjoy your oak tree unless you wait a long time. We planted some oaks in about 2010, and now we can park our vehicles under them, get lots of shade from them. I'm picking up seeds from cup plants. They're in the Silphium family, a close cousin of the compass plant. You know them, the now tall spires with yellow flowers that have the large leaves joined at the stem to form a cup that holds water. They have been glorious this year, and I want more. They'll go right in front of our house. At the same time, along with cup plant seeds, you'll find bee balm or monarda. Be careful, as the tiny seeds will spill out of the seed heads as you gather. Keep the seed heads upright as you pick, and you'll see at the bottom of your bucket or paper sack the tiny seeds spilling out onto the bottom. We have downy wood mint next to our hayfield, and it was fun to discover this new-to-me plant. And I gathered fragrant bunches of dry flower heads to distribute further, tossing them just steps along my path, broadening their territory. I've seen Joe Pye weed, prairie coneflower, bone set, and many others growing abundantly along roadsides. A beautiful native shrub that produces beautiful flowers and then lots of seeds is the gorgeous ninebark, with its arching, curved branches and exfoliating bark. I read that arrows were made of ninebark branches. This shrub is available to buy if you can't find a neighbor with one. Plant a few in your yard and give them lots of room. You'll be able to enjoy them and harvest seeds in the future. I read that having three makes your chances for fertile seeds much better. I guarantee you'll love ninebark. And there's hazelnut, a source of delicious nuts and a great companion to have around. I do look at all these plants as companions to me, as well as to each other. Hazels have a beautiful seed pod structure that you will be delighted to discover. They are soft and fuzzy to the touch. I leave mine for the birds, but you can harvest them too, of course. Plant enough hazels so that you can share. And the asters are fantastic this time of year, and seed gathering is fun and easy, and they are so important for insects as a source of food in the fall when blooming plants are scarce. I adore asters. My grandmother loved them too. If this appeals to you, establish some seed stock at the edge of your yard or start to replace mowed lawn with seed stock so you can gather seed from your own plants for yourself and for friends. We have local neighbors who raise and sell native plant plugs and seedlings and potted plants. Keep an eye out for their advertisements. Check out your local farmers market for native plant vendors. Every spring, the UW-Madison Arboretum sells native plants. And there's a small book that you will enjoy owning called The Prairie in Seed, Identifying Seed-Bearing Prairie Plants in the Upper Midwest by Dave Williams, published by the University of Iowa Press, with lovely photos of the prairie plants in bloom and in seed. This is one you can carry with you on your outings. I'll read a little bit of the description of the book from the University of Iowa Press website. In this richly illustrated guide, Williams offers dormant plant identification information, seed descriptions, and advice on seed harvesting and cleaning for 73 of the most common wildflowers found in the tallgrass prairie. He includes photographs and descriptions of the plants in bloom and in seed to assist in finding them when you are ready to harvest. Each species description explains where the seeds are located on the plant, when seed ripening begins, and how many seeds each species produces, along with a photograph and approximate measurements of the actual seed. Finally, this guide provides assistance on how and when to hand harvest seeds for each species, as well as some simple tips on seed cleaning. So that's a description of The Prairie in Seed, Identifying Seed-Bearing Prairie Plants in the Upper Midwest by Dave Williams. Another benefit of collecting seed locally is that you're getting genetic stock that is adapted to our local area. Becoming aware of and planting natives has made me feel really good in many ways. I'm happy to be providing home for many insect species that need these plants to survive. I love their look and feel, and surprises such as the seed pods of the hazel and the ninebark. And I have a deeper sense of connection with Wisconsin's past landscape before these natives were so roundly and quickly displaced by European and Asian grasses, shrubs, and forbs. And to keep learning about our native plants, take advantage of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve and all the events and opportunities there. Look at their website for lots of information, kvr.state.wi.us. The Wisconsin DNR State Nursery and the Iowa DNR State Nursery sell native hardwoods, small trees, and shrubs, and the Iowa Nursery sends them through the mail as well as pickup. Iowa orders are taken September 1 through May 31st. The Wisconsin DNR orders begin October 2. Check out their websites for more information. Search words are simple. Iowa DNR Nursery or Wisconsin DNR Nursery. Meanwhile, back to gathering seeds. It's so nice to be out there at this time of year because many small groups of migrating birds are also exploring in these same areas where you are for their insect and seeds food. What a treat to see a small group of young bluebirds with their thrush brown with white spotted backs and chest and intense blue primaries and tail feathers. So I hope I've inspired you to start thinking about gathering seeds when the weather is dry. Have a good time doing it and create some space in your life for native plants. I've noticed since the rains that we've had that honeysuckle right now, it still has its leaves. It's easy to see. It's really easy to pull the smaller honeysuckle. And be sure and tamp down the loose soil after you pull each plant. It's a good time to tackle honeysuckle. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thanks so much for listening.